Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hello, welcome to The Bald and the Beautiful. We're all over the place. I'm Melissa.
Come on, Sage.
And we're joined with
Angel.
Marcus.
And we are in two different locations, but we're here to give you content because that's what we do. Kevin is being extra because that's what he does.
Yes.
That's just my character.
Yeah, I feel like...
Free the net.
Well, that's not a thing.
Okay.
Do you, Kev?
If we talk about free the nip.
Free the nipple is a thing.
I'm going to put Amar on you the next time you see us.
Amar will try to latch on. He tried to latch on to me this morning.
My boys tried to latch when they were young. They don't make me know, never mind. I let them know you're not in there.
All right, we're here to talk about Married at First Sight season 12, episode whatever. And we're just going to jump right into it.
Yeah.
Virginia and Eric. First thing
controlling.
Control.
First thing I want to say is last week we named it, this week she named it. Mm-hmm. And that is called being on one accord. Mm-hmm. I want to also say that I was reading some folks' comments, and they were saying that they didn't quite understand or see it as controlled. And I don't always respond directly to comments, but this is one that because I said it in my post, and I want to make sure people understand the difference between concern and control. And sometimes control, the person who is being controlling can say that they're just concerned. But if you feel stifled, if you feel like they're not just asking where you are out of safety, but because they want to like GPS track your every single move, that's not concern. Mm-hmm. Like concern should make you feel loved. Concern should make you feel cared for. It should make you feel like loved. Controlling will make you feel stifled and like someone's over. Like she literally said, I feel like I'm drowning. That's not concern. Yeah. That's you are overbearing. You're giving me too much. And it's not out of love. It's because it's out of his insecurity is really what it is. So yeah, I just want to make sure we made that distinction because there is a difference. And I think he's saying, you know, you don't understand because every marriage on the planet has this.
I was like, how can you?
Absolute you can give.
Are you hungry?
Right.
Okay. If you don't want to eat when I want to eat, then let's just get out of
here.
Yeah. Oh, but that's his thing.
She said that too.
It's just enough.
She said, if you say that one more time, I'm gonna punch you in the face.
And I was like, oh, please do it.
Marcus said he could get a vote for Virginia, a vote for Vodka shirt if she actually punched him and wear it.
Absolutely. No, and I still stand by what I said last week is he cannot understand anything that goes against what he believes or what he thinks. Like he talks about, oh, we're just having a disagreement. No one can disagree with him because he's always right.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's, and like I said, they're going to work out as long as she is submissive to him. Mm-hmm. But it's like, he doesn't give, he didn't like, even when they all got together and talked, it's like Vinny said, everybody's like, yeah, you gotta learn to sacrifice some things. Like he don't sacrifice nothing.
Listen, this is the thing that really got me on this episode. I have been a stepchild a couple of times. Okay. These people don't have kids. So they're equating their dogs to kids. And let me tell you, my mother set the boundary of what my parenting would look like from my stepfather. There was no, this doesn't work for me, so I need to train your dog the way I want it to be. My mother was like, these are my children.
Yes.
These are the perimeters that you get to operate in. And don't, if you ever decide that you want to step over that perimeter, I'm going to show you something that you ain't never wanted to see to begin with. So the fact that he thinks because they're married.
Parameter.
Well, I think you can say.
Because perimeter is the
perimeter.
Yeah, the outline.
The parameter.
Both work either way.
Both work. Yeah.
There was a fence that they couldn't come in.
Correct.
And there were parameters, things that he couldn't do.
Correct.
Got you, Angel.
Yeah, you said it. Yeah.
I'm going to punch you. Yeah. But yeah, so the fact that he thinks that just because they're married, that he is allowed to operate with it, with something that she's concerned with, however he sees fit. It blew my mind that he couldn't see how that, again, is controlling and it's not considerate.
Yeah, he can't even understand that it's controlling. He don't even, like you said, he don't even see it.
He don't even see it. He also, he thinks he's just God's gift.
He does. To
everything. He thinks he has the knowledge of, he's the world's greatest dog trainer. He's had the world's greatest relationship. He owns a home, therefore he's smarter than her. She hasn't been in a relationship, therefore she doesn't know this, this, that, and that. And it's just like, man, hush. Yeah. Just shut up.
I would rather hear Chris talk and all his shenanigans than Eric.
No, Marcus.
Oh yes, definitely. Like when Eric talks, it's like, I'm not even gonna say that.
good.
See
good
that?
For you.
That tripped me out about Eric. He
growth.
He drives her crazy, right? Uh-huh. She loses it, and then he's like, "What's wrong?
Oh,
what do you mean?" And then she's like literally losing it. And he's like, tries to hug her. She's like, don't touch me. And he's just like, ugh.
Yes.
This is like,
I always end up getting hurt.
Yeah, I always get, she said, you end up being the victim. You're always hurt.
I was like, you can't out victim no white woman. Nah. So don't you play that card.
Yeah.
Don't you play that card, Eric.
And just from him being white, he should have known that you can't talk about no white people's cats and dogs.
Right.
Oh, she was going hard on that man. And the funniest thing about it is the dog was biting stuff and jumping up and down the whole time.
But you know what? I was really, there are not very many women. And if I'm being honest, I didn't think that Virginia would stand up for herself the way that she is early in the season.
Mm-hmm.
But to see her like, Tex isn't perfect.
No.
You've trained one dog.
That was so funny when she said that.
I was like,
you trained one dog. Stop.
Yeah. Stop.
Yeah. You had a marriage that failed.
Like, oh, sorry. I have anxiety. And then he was like, I'm just afraid. Oh, so now you're the victim. I was like, good for you, girl. Good for you.
Yeah.
Even with how he describes the dogs, he was like, we're just like each other's dogs. He was like, you know, Tex, he's just the perfect dog, you know, he's really well mannered. And I was like, he really sees himself as perfect.
And then her dog's just like her. He's young, he runs around like crazy, he doesn't listen. It's like he just needs a lot of training, like your wife.
That's how he feels.
Dog, my bad. He was talking to the dog in the store. He was like, I don't like that. Okay, buddy, I want you to act better than this. The dog is like, I'm a dog.
Literally.
The dog was doing dog stuff, biting the little toy and jumping up on the couch. He acted like the dog was starting a dice game or something. Oh, damn.
And like the dog just sniffed a line. It's like, no.
Literally, I told Melissa there's no way he realized he was going to come across this bad in this episode. It was like they had all the footage of him over 2 weeks where he just came across the absolute, and he had Virginia looking disheveled.
She always looks disheveled. Yeah. That's her aesthetic. She always looks like, I really do. I feel like her vibe is to look like a college student that stayed up too late the night before and then woke up and was like, oh, finals. And like rushed out the house, like that's her everyday.
Yes, you know, it's like, and then so you know, and then like her anxiety issue, whatever it is, like started peaking.
Yep.
Oh, go ahead. It started peaking while they were talking. I was just like, now he ain't doing nothing to comfort her until she.
No,
goes all the way
he tried to rub her back, and she was like, "Get off me!
Don't."
Yeah.
But he had already done too much by that point.
And she had literally said, okay, don't you say that I can leave or I'm going to punch you in the face. And he said,
he literally said that without saying it.
You want to be in a different situation.
You said it like you was playing Taboo. I was like on the card it was don't leave. So how do I convey the same message without using those?
I would love
a counter for how many times he has given that ultimatum. Because I feel like it's probably less than 25 times in this whole show. Probably is more than that. It's everything, if you don't like it, you can go.
Well, and you know it's true that he says it a lot because number one, we noticed it, but she also said it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Sometimes it's like, oh, they're editing it to make it seem, but if she said it as well, it's coming out that many times.
And he uses it as if losing him would be the worst thing that could possibly happen to her.
At this point, Mark, she looked like she would be relieved.
Hey, yes, you can go wherever. You're gonna lose this. Nobody wants you. She can find somebody with lips.
Yeah. But I wonder if he even knows he's coming off terrible. No. I feel like him watching this, he's probably thinking, see, I'm concerned.
Yeah.
See, your dog's jumping up. You saw it at the store pulling on toys like a dog. I can't stand his face. That's where I've gotten every time. His facial expressions.
Oh my gosh. It was driving me. His hand motions plus that face. Him and Haley make the same faces all the time. Not the same face, but they both make the same face. He did that in that episode. We were watching it in our room in the suite, in the three bedroom suite. And when we were watching it in the corner suite with the balcony, when he made that face, when you like grit your teeth and you like grab the sheet, I was like, oh my God, you are literally the worst. You are. And remember, I was not high on, none of us really were high on Virginia at first. But he took the cake.
Oh my gosh.
And by the way, the producers, they have talked to the producers on this season more than any reality.
Yes.
So they've been behind the curtain. Yeah. They just be exasperated, man. They just be like,
they need a co-star credit at this point.
And the producers don't ever be talking. The black dude was just like, I'm bleaking underneath the glasses, but I don't want to take them off. It was funny.
Go ahead.
I know, I forgot it. That's why I was like, go ahead.
I forgot.
No, when he's drinking, he acts like somebody that's trying to act like they're drinking. Yeah. This drunk, I was like, dude,
he was slurring still.
He was so slurred and just like, if you just shut up, you shouldn't drink.
Shut up, man. Stop it.
I'm gonna say this too. I didn't think he was a heavy drinker, but the way she phrased it, maybe not he's a heavy drinker, but he probably says really ugly, nasty things.
Yes. He's an angry drinker.
He's an angry drinker.
Because the way that the kind of like gritty cam caught them, he was losing it.
And it was so interesting because from the gritty cam to the camera with the people inside the room, that was the best night ever. Don't you think it was one of the best nights of our entire relationship? Wasn't it fantastic? I had such a good time. And she said, we had a huge argument last night at the bar. The producer said, last night?
Right.
Yeah, they did.
They said, grab footage. Grab that beautiful bean footage.
roll it back. Let's check it out.
But he was dropping the F-bombs. He said, I don't really give a F what you think.
Yep.
Is what he said. This is not on Gritty Cam. No. This was in the room. And she was like.
She's like, I just think, I don't really give a F what you think.
Like, she was like, so you don't care what I think. And I'm like, girl, he is telling you who he is. He's a jerk. That's his face.
I don't think most people could take that many ultimatums. You wouldn't just be able to keep giving me that ultimatum and I'd be like, all right, bet then. And then he do be acting like they don't. And she to her credit was like, why you keep acting like everything is good? We are not in a good place. We're either just not talking about it or we're acting like it's not as bad as it is. But we are not in a good place. What are you talking about?
Yeah. I really hope, the thing about it is that they seem to think that they are the best couple in the world.
Yes. And that belongs to Ryan and Clara.
Because obviously. Because they're not talking about it. And I feel like she's starting to become disillusioned and recognizing we have so many issues.
Yeah.
But he is still like, as long as we don't talk about it, we get along great. Yes. Well, Chad, a lot of people could get along great by not dealing with their issues.
Right. You
right,
know what?
Co-workers.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
No, I was just saying that's called co-workers. Yes. Like co-workers can typically get along because there's a whole bunch of stuff that they're not going to address. You can't do that in a marriage. You got to address all of it.
Correct.
I was telling Liz, if they do make it to Virginia or decision day, I don't think they make it a year.
Long term.
They're not making. Listen, the ultimate goal is couples cam. If you make it to couples cam, I think you made it. That means you are a legit couple. The company don't think you're about to break up. No chance to me in the world that they make it a year. Because she said this, all the changes has been her.
Yeah.
Because if you notice, her friends ain't been a part of the last couple episodes. So it seems like she's done all the like compromising.
Yeah, he has sacrificed absolutely nothing.
Nothing.
And that's what they were telling him. Like, that's what Vinny and when they all got together. This is like, you got to sacrifice. Like, it takes sacrifice from both sides. You guys got to come together in the middle. And he didn't say nothing. He just blinked.
And this is something I had missed last episode because I hadn't seen half of it. I realized I hadn't seen half of it by the time we shot. I was like, oh, I missed all this. When he gave her those coordinates for the gifts. That right there.
We saw that. We didn't talk about it.
No, that should have been a red flag for her.
Yeah.
That he would give her a gift that so did not speak to who she was as a person.
Yeah,
speaks to him.
Yeah.
It was like, you get it? It's the longitude. She was like, yeah, okay, cool.
Okay.
Yeah. Why though?
I'd be like, Angela. Like,
Lissa said a better gift would have been a picture of what they have with that underneath it.
Yes.
That's what I thought it was going to be, a picture of the place that they got married at. And what I saw was just them numbers and sans serif font.
I said, he done gave her coordinates.
Homer font.
But the thing that was so funny is the frame was so big and he just gave one little line of 0.020886.
Yeah.
Don't nobody care about
something,
that.
Something else out.
Right.
Yeah. I'd be like, Angel, I got you a new gun.
Right. The worst. But sorry, I had to bring that up because I was like, when I was watching it the rest this week, I was like, he got her what?
Yeah.
That man got her numbers framed. like she could do anything with it. It ain't like she could plug that into something, though.
Right.
Like that.
No, it looked like some numbers that Amar just typed in on my phone trying to call somebody.
I meant to show y'all. I got a whole photo shoot of Amar in my phone.
Oh, yes.
When he had Amar, my phone last week, that boy, he went ham.
Last week he also posted on TikTok. You all are on my TikTok. Didn't know it.
We all on there talking. I'm talking about how good the pancakes are.
Yes, you trying to figure out which ones are which. You can hear Kevin, you hear all of us, and you see a quick shot of his face.
Melissa said, oh, these are regular.
I said,
and this is how much of Mars' face you see. It goes
like that, it switches back and forth. For the rest is the tablecloth. It was 2 weeks ago.
Did you leave it up?
Yes, I just saw it today. I was like,
it's been up for a minute.
Marcus said, why does it have so many comments? I said, because people realize it had to have been him. The thumbnail was his thumbnail. The thumbnail is his thumb.
Literally, the thumbnail is his thumbnail.
The thumbnail is his thumbnail. I promise you, I kid you not. I said, well, okay, we can't let him use the phone.
Amar and Eric met up at the Republican convention. He was like, here, give this to her. These numbers.
Look, this right here. That's his
face. Oh, I see it.
I said, what? I can't even.
The fact that he got it all the way posted is hilarious. That's
I can't even. That's why I can't let him have
the group chat, Angel, because I don't know your TikTok name.
Did you say what now?
Put that in the group chat.
Okay, because you don't know what my TikTok name is.
Is it that Jig Angel?
Would you be something other than Kev on stage?
My TikTok is Kev on stage TikTok.
Because somebody took your Kev on stage?
Somebody took Kev on stage.
Yeah.
Oh,
what you gonna do with it?
I got it. I'm trying to sell it to you.
All right, listen, it ain't worth nothing to me. I promise you.
That's all right. So we're done with them. Let's go into Haley and Jacob.
They trying.
Jacob is done.
I feel like they're trying because so they're just not miserable the last 3 weeks.
Uh-huh.
What you left?
I agree.
Mark.
Oh, let me see.
Marcus, what he did describe is exactly how long his face is.
I'm serious.
Oh God, I put it in here. In the meme I'm mood. So angry. He don't know what is happening.
It's like the tenth of a second. It's like pop. That's all you getting in my face.
He looked like an old man. Don't know how to use technology.
That's hilarious.
All right, I'm sorry, guys. That video is funny, man.
Yeah, I think that they're just at a point where they don't want the last 3 weeks, whatever time is left in the experiment, they don't want it to be miserable. But there's an understanding that we're not choosing each other.
Right.
Yeah. It's like if they would have gotten paired with anybody else, they would have probably made it.
I don't know. I don't think Haley's in it.
You don't think she's in it?
I don't think she.
I think she might have. I think I agree with Tank. I think with the right person.
It's 60-40. It's 60-40 her fault.
No.
That other 40%. Huh? You don't think so?
I don't know about 60-40.
I don't know.
80-20.
They're not a good match.
They're just not a good match.
They're not a good match. No.
They are just not a good match. Yeah, I think there's people out there for them. He said this, and Melissa had just said this right before. She doesn't get his humor.
No.
So his jokes never come across as jokes, and they often end up starting arguments or tiffs. They should watch the podcast. This is going to start an argument because he's like 0-17 on jokes with her. It doesn't work out. Yeah. He's like, I'll try again. He did something this episode.
Yeah, he did. I'm trying to remember what it was.
And it was like, you just don't believe Fat Meat Greasy. Yeah. You really going to keep trying?
He's like, one of these jokes going to land for you.
Yeah, he's relentless.
Brick.
He was so mad when she moved his supplements. He was like, "You put it, there's I like him. I like him on the counter."
This man got about 78 pounds worth of supplements.
Why was that jar so big?
All of them protein
powders and stuff, they be coming in jugs like.
Yeah, because when I get them and throw them away, I'll be like, these are big. go ahead, Angel.
I was just going to say, I think that she really never tried. And that's the only reason why I said I don't think she would have worked anyway. She might have tried those first 4 days. And then after that, she stopped trying. And now he's at the point where he's going to nitpick no matter if they do make a step forward, he going to blow that up regardless. So I completely agree. They're just trying to be like, how can we end this on the most cordial level and not at the end of this be like, I cannot stand your guts. And that's it. It's weird that they're even following them now because we can see that, you know, we can literally see.
They had a fun date.
They had a fun friendship.
It looked like it was a force.
He's so awkward.
He's so awkward, man.
Yeah.
But I think it was a fun date. Like you go out on a date with someone and you're like, I mean, we had a good time. I'll never call him again.
Right.
But yeah. I mean, I had a good time.
Me and Melissa had more fun going down the elevator than they had. Like that, those are go-karts are fun.
They are fun.
They look so stiff. Even when they're trying to joke, like, I will beat you in this race, you won't beat me. My family would have been sad if I would have lost.
Because I think even low-key trying to like flirt, their way is not, it's not connecting.
Yeah, it's like
that's the thing, is like, there is no flirting. I think that's what makes it so weird.
She don't want him to flirt.
Right. Like, she don't want him to flirt. He knows it, and he doesn't flirt. And she's not flirting with him at all. It's just conversation and eating.
That's what I'm saying.
And if he thinks for too long, he realizes she thinks he's ugly. And then he just...
He gets pissed off again about it.
That's what I'm saying. I think he's so over it. So even trying to fake like he's enjoying himself with her is too much. He's just like, I get it. That's what you're going to try to do so you don't come off looking like a bitch. But yeah. I am done. Like, I tried. You don't like who I am. You don't like my sense of humor. So I'm going to be here because we have to shoot together. Meanwhile, she's like, oh, I won. That's in your face.
He's like,
he's just like, my face that you think is ugly.
What's your favorite color?
He was not like cutesy couple banter. He was upset.
I'd be having secondhand embarrassment. I just let them people go.
Y'all. Yeah, they gotta go.
It's not working very much.
They didn't give us nothing this episode, y'all.
They didn't.
I don't know why they had them go on the outing with Bree and Vince.
Oh yeah.
In the couple talking, them going their separate. I was like, why? There's no advice Bree and Vincent can give them that is going to be beneficial because they are not a couple.
No.
And why make Haley and Jacob sit through watching something successful? As they're having to like
he did give Brianna some feedback though. Jacob did.
I can't remember what he said.
You ain't watch it. I don't remember. I just remember they had they had some good conversation.
That was this episode, right? That was last episode. Okay, I'm making sure I'm getting episodes are starting to
mix. But also Brianna is really, she's a conversationalist.
Yeah.
But also she sometimes be reading, oh, for real? Damn, that's what happened.
No, because the thing is, it seems like she can pick up on if there's something that she should elaborate on or not. And she was, some stuff I can tell she's like, I ain't touching it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's the producer was like, you can't offer advice and help them. She was like, not if they don't want to be helped.
Exactly. That's why producer. I like her. This is the reason why she didn't get caught up in that Chris and Paige foolishness at the top. She's like, what's the point?
Yes. Right.
What is the point?
She even said, this is just painful to watch.
Yep. Yeah. But she's also like, but if she gonna go through it, what can I say that's gonna make her stop going through it?
If you like it, I love it.
Period.
Yes, period.
All right. Period. Anything else up on them? Okay, let's go to Clara and Ryan.
She gotta stop giving him head.
She's giving him some Thunderdome. That's what she's doing.
Just gotta stop.
If she stopped doing that, he'd probably be willing, like, all right, you know what, this done went too far. Let's go on and bust these yams open. But as long as she got that underbite Thunderdome, he ain't budging.
Yeah, she gotta stop.
I 100% agree. If he is getting off every single night.
I was like, girl, why are you doing this? Why are you clocking in like this? If you're not getting yours, and like eventually you have the right to be like, I'm not gonna do this. Cause I don't even know if he's the one initiating it.
I don't think so. I think it's her.
No head for you.
What else
kind of speaks volumes is if that's how it's actually going down, this kind of speaks to her past of like Angel, she knows I'm a pleaser. She's also a pleaser. However, in a marriage or in a relationship, it's like, I want to make sure my partner is good too.
Right.
But it sounds like from her past, that ain't been her motive. It's just like, it's just sex.
That's what she's saying.
I don't have to get nothing out of it. You don't have to get nothing out of it.
To be a month in and you the only one that's no way.
So, I agree that she needs to, she's giving a lot of herself.
Yes.
And allowing him to get his needs satisfied and she's not. And I think that's more of what's making her frustrated.
That would frustrate you more.
Yeah.
Suck this peen one more time without getting this clit lit.
Hello?
And I've been flicking it and flapping it, and it ain't getting, I want it full. I want the fullness to her up.
And I don't,
marathon.
Why? I wonder what the holdup actually is.
The holdup for him.
For him.
He got to have his stuff. It got to make sense. I got to feel this way before I do this. I got to feel awful about it.
Then that would mean that he's a virgin. That's all. That's the thing that's confusing.
I think he has shown that he holds things in high regard. The L word, the P and the G,
which he's never used.
Nope.
He's still not used it. And I think until it makes sense for him, he's not going to do it. And it's what I think is happening though in marriage, like sometimes you do something because you know it is important to your spouse and you realize they need it to feel safe, loved, whatever. And he's not getting that from her. He's not, it doesn't seem like he's understanding how badly she wants to do this. And it's like she is running out of steam, energy.
That night when she was talking to the girls, she was just going off.
Oh, she was losing. This is why I said, I'm like, is he a virgin? Because if he's saying that he's waiting for that, this is what I'm assuming, I might be assuming wrong, that he's waiting on that love feeling. If he's never had it before, then how has he had sex before? If this is his, if he's saying this is the order in which it goes, and he's saying that he's never had this one thing, then how has he gotten to this? Or is he saying in marriage, he's decided to change up the order, which is really, to me, asked backwards, that now all of a sudden you would be switching the order of, would you say?
I don't think he feels married.
He probably feels married, but two, if he's waiting on this whole love feeling that he's never had before, he don't know if he's feeling it or not.
No.
That's true.
And he's a little awkward.
Oh, yeah. Very.
Yeah, I feel like even when they're like watching, this was the 1 month anniversary, or was that last week?
That was last week.
Okay.
Last week.
I feel like there was another moment, but specifically when she's doing all like this and he's just kind of like.
Yeah.
It's very.
I think it might be the cameras. I don't know, but yeah.
And distance. I don't know. I feel.
Go ahead. I definitely am confused on what he feels for her, because based off of how he was like all about really wanting to treat her dog properly, like and putting a lot of emphasis on it.
Yeah. And she was low key saying, oh, well, she likes this. She likes that. He's into my dog, but he's not into me.
But I'm like, okay, yeah. So it could be literally just that. Or I'm like, is this how, does he not know this is him? His way of showing love is by deciding to treat something that she cares about so much with so much respect. And he might not even realize, like, you don't do that for somebody unless you're paid to do it. You don't typically do that. Or unless you're just really into animals, which some people are. You don't do all that for someone you don't love.
She's probably expressed all that stuff to him. She done spelled it out up and down.
I don't think so. She said in another episode, typically she doesn't hold her tongue. But somehow with him, she like kind of like tames her tongue. Mm-hmm. Yeah, holds her tongue.
Don't get head.
Hello?
Yeah, she ain't taming it that much.
I think she hasn't said it. Him. I don't think every time
she ain't taming her tongue that much.
To the camera, it's never been to him.
And she's even after they had the conversation with the friends, and he was like, I have the most sound advice to all.
Oh, man. That was cool.
I was like, is he joking?
No,
he was dead serious. Like, I have the best advice. Like, people should definitely listen. You need to shut up.
He said, I'm a great
couple,
husband.
We are so much better than all the other couples.
He's a great husband. Like, somebody should have laughed at you in your face because you are an awful husband.
Yes.
I don't say he's awful, but he's definitely missing the mark in a big way.
He ain't great.
And the mark is the poochie.
Well, and I don't, what's troubling though is what seems to be his unawareness that she is so frustrated and unhappy in that way. That's actually more of a red flag to me. It's one thing to be like, we are really happy, but we are struggling in this area because I do find it, you know, it's really important that things happen in this order or whatever his theory is in his mind. Like, but, and she doesn't feel that way. So we are button heads there. But outside of that, everything's great. At least you're like fully aware of the reality of your situation. But to be like, no, we're great. And we're the best couple of all the couples here for season 12. And everyone should come to me for advice. And I should actually be an expert on following seasons because I've mastered this so well. Like that's the reason why unaware. That's troubling.
This is why I think she's holding her tongue a lot more, because all of her go-offs are either in confessions,
yep,
or to her girlfriend.
Yep.
I think if she were to go the F off on him the way she was in those conversations, I think he would realize, oh no, you having sex is like, I didn't realize this was about to be, because for the only time I feel like she gave him like the ultimatum was, if you don't tell me I love you in the next
6 months, I'm out of here.
Right. But like, it feels like the sex thing is bigger than
if
that.
If this don't happen within the next 2-3 weeks, I'm out of here.
Right. You know what I'm saying? So,
Eric.
Listen.
I'm out of here.
I don't know what is making him be so reluctant to go there. And I get it. A month is, people have gone way longer of being abstinent. People have gone way longer in deciding, you know what, I'm not about to do this. But for her, she's like, we are married, regardless of your feelings. We did this whole marriage thing. So it probably to her feels like then he's not all in.
Yeah.
And to me, that's BS, because if you're doing all the other things, if you're doing everything else, then sex is right there. I don't care what book of the Bible he's reading and going off of. It's all the same.
What's also BS is that if you need all those things to be in line, then do marriage the traditional way.
I agree.
Right. Right.
Don't do this to somebody that you've agreed to marry without knowing them, and then be like, but now I'm going to put us back on a regular clock.
Yeah.
Because it's just like, then y'all could have not had to, because she's now committed to you of, I'm not going to have sex with anybody else.
Yeah.
I'm only going to fulfill those things of intimacy with you because I've married to you. But you're saying, but hey guys, let me take my time. She could be sleeping with somebody else and dating him and it'd be just fine.
Right.
She'd be like, you take your time. I'm getting what I need. And we could get this personal connection when you're ready, whatever. But now
I'm gonna put this loose jaw on James.
James don't need the loose jaw. She could just get some dick.
Yeah, that's
some regular dick. So.
Yeah. And I don't think that he understands the I don't know. Yeah, whatever. Anything else on them?
Nah.
I have more to say, but it ain't nothing new. We said it all.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
All right. Last couple is, two more couples. Brianna and Vincent. They had a great episode.
They just were great.
Yeah, they're great. They're adorable. They're cute. Everybody loves them.
Yeah. I told Liz, it's okay. I want the Love Married at First Sight producers to know we like this too. Light, fun, light rides. Little bets that you know we're not gonna pay off. It's okay. It ain't got to be.
I literally watched them with a smile on my face.
Yes.
The whole time I'm like,
I did too.
I said, that's all right with me. That Vincent and that Brianna, that's all right. You know, they rode that little bike.
Yeah.
Oh, and they want to get healthy together. Then you know what? That didn't make me never mind. I'm okay with it.
Yeah, she was like, no, you need to get in shape. I'm good.
Yeah, go ahead, Andrew.
No, you can go ahead.
I was just saying it was refreshing.
It was
to have a couple who was just having a good day, a good couple of days. Everything was working out. Wasn't no, you know, snide remarks. There wasn't no backbiting. There were no producers, no ultimatums, no dog stuff. They were just having good days.
Yeah, they were.
Yeah.
That's good. That's good to have. It's good for people to see it.
Huh? Say it again.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
He was just saying it was good to see.
Yeah, it was good to see. And I think even his relationship with Cookie is it's further than any of the other guys and their dogs. Spouse's dog, yes. However you want to say it. Like, he was like, that little, she's a little diva. She came in here prancing when she got a little outfit. It was like cute, genuine, you know, connection. Yes. And he, you know, what's his name that we were just talking about? Ryan is still like, I like the dog, but let's go to training. Not that that's bad, but it just, there's a little bit of distance. Yeah. He just kind of came in and like, you know, I like
him. I love when he listed off all the places he wanted to go. And all
it was dates. He was like, yeah, I want to go here. They did wrong for editing it that way.
I mean, she was like, who going to fund this? Oh, you know what I did think was interesting, and I wonder if it's going to come up again. When they were making the bet, and she was like, I get $500. He was like, oh, I was just going to do $1,000. She's like, oh, it doesn't matter. We'll have joint accounts here soon. I was like, it was a very like, and I was like, I wonder if they've had that conversation, what that's going to be like, because she's very, I don't want to say controlling, like not like Eric, but she likes to know what everything is or whatever. So I wonder if they left that in for it to be brought up in a later episode, because I was just like, it made me definitely peek up, like, what's he going to say? But he didn't say anything.
He didn't.
No, he didn't say anything. He's like, joint accounts, I don't care. Really. He's like, we together.
She has more money than him though, right?
I think she does too. I think she does too.
I just got that vibe.
What?
That she had more money than him.
I think because of the he's an engineer, right?
Yeah.
And he's a broker, a car broker.
And he just started, you know, he's just started his career as an entrepreneur. So I would think possibly, unless he just started off very lucrative, he's probably just making a little. Now this preview of what's going to happen with her talking about being afraid of giving birth to children. Mm-hmm. I definitely want to see where that goes, because you know, we know he wants kids. He wants a gang of kids. Mm-hmm. And it seemed like, you know, but they edit stuff. It seemed like there was a lot of tension around her finally revealing that to him.
It could be a simple conversation like, no, this is a scary thing.
Right.
Or she could have been talking about an experience that she had with a family member and then brought that up.
But I definitely,
you never know. We won't know till next week.
Yeah. That, I mean, that's a real life fear for, you know.
Mm, absolutely. Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't do it.
Oh, yeah.
I'll be there right now.
Kevin had a baby.
Oh, go ahead.
I was saying Kevin had a baby. Somebody put a baby in his stomach.
I sure did. I was about 8 months along.
About 8 months along. Melissa said, I'm going to get you pregnant, man.
That's
hysterical.
I
gotta show you the picture.
All right, last couple is Paige and Chris.
It was great because we didn't have to see them together.
Paige finally came to the realization that we've been trying to tell her she did not be watching our videos, and she did not hear us when she was shooting this in real time, that she was in love with the idea of being married more than she was in love with the person. And that's for that reason, you know what? That's good. So we working on, I'm trying to work on movies and being better about characters and stuff in writing. If you wrote a character that was dead set on being married, they would put up with more crap. And I think that realization that she finally came to was so necessary, because I think if she sticks with that, I don't think they, you know what? We don't talk about what happens after.
Yeah,
that's okay. So, we already heard it.
Exactly. Oh, okay. It was in.
Yeah.
Well, she ain't stick with it. But if that was the character trait, like, I want to be married so bad, you accept what you get. Nate cut his dog. I have forgotten he had said that about the dog. And I remember thinking when he said that, like, if it weren't so much of their other stuff in this show, him not wanting to care about her, the way he was talking about her dog. I remember earlier, I was like,
I don't give a F about Bentley. Like, something like
that. That's what he said.
And these people are dead serious about these dogs.
Yeah.
They are not playing about these dogs. Jennifer. I don't know why I call that girl Jennifer. Virginia was crying because she was, and he thinks I'm not a good dog mom.
Yeah, no, no, no. The dog was a proxy to her. Talking about that dog, she took it personal because it felt like he was talking about her.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah, that. It was a metaphor. But, I mean, she felt the way about the dog as well, but.
Yeah.
But what's annoying, just listening to Paige talk, is like, you realize you could have got off on that exit of caring about yourself 5 or 6 states later.
Earlier.
Well, she realized that later. Yeah. And I'm like, you literally, it took you this long to come to that realization and have that conversation with somebody. Yeah. It's like, I need to love me. Like, really?
My problem is that she has, like, this is probably maybe her second, maybe third very lucid moment where we're like, yeah, or at least me, I'm like, yes, Paige, mm-hmm. you get it. The thing is, it doesn't last.
No.
So no. With that, I wasn't, like, the first time it was like, good, yes, yeah. girl, go. Yeah. And now I'm just like, oh, girl, you just all talk.
Yeah,
broken record. I know people like this, so I'm used to this type of behavior. Of like, right, love yourself. Okay, I'll see you next week for the same talk. All right, great. I'm so used to, this is why early on, I don't know what it was, 3 episodes ago, I was like, oh, they still doing it. They still having sex. Like I already knew because I know this personality. Not so much specifically to being in love with being married, but the person that, like you said, has a lucid moment where you're thinking, mm-hmm. finally, but they go back and they keep going back. And she showed me that the fact that they made it through the honeymoon is what showed me.
Yeah.
Oh, the fact that she was able to have a calm conversation when he disappeared on her saying that he had a nervous breakdown.
Because she was ugly.
Right. And the fact that didn't make her go, oh, I'm not dealing with this. You just said that being with me made you had a nervous breakdown? That alone. And then, oh, you got a baby on the way, but yeah, we're going to still be here on this vacation together, and I'm going to sit by you looking like Casper the Ghost, and I'm going to let you haul off and cuss everybody out and not say nothing. That already showed. And she was already being like, you know, God is testing our vows. What?
Yeah.
So, but I will say that his mom, for the first time that they've shown her on here, actually said something that I agreed with.
Because, finally, yeah.
You know, everybody else was giving him the advice of trying to stay in this thing. And I was like, why? Because of the words he said, he is trash. So don't force him on somebody. Let him leave her.
He's gotta go.
Let that girl go.
Did I call Eric trash? Eric is trash.
Definitely trash.
Just in case I didn't make that statement. Garbage.
He's trash where the bag busts right when you get ready to take it out.
God, that just happened to me last week, and that is supreme frustration.
It's so gross.
And I had a whole bunch of literally happened stuff.
It literally happened to one of y'all taking trash out. There's a trail of juice going down our sidewalk.
My mother.
That's Eric.
Yes.
The trail
of stain. I can't even wash it off.
The mama, I was so glad that the mother did not try to convince him to make it work.
That's what I thought she was. I thought she was going to try to convince him.
Yeah. You know, they proud of whatever he do. He could fart real loud and they'd be like, but at least he did it with integrity and with truth. That fart came from the truth. You know how they do. Oh, my Jesus. Oh, my God.
My Lord.
That ain't on anyway.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I think that's it. They trash.
Did y'all see the commercial for Undateables or Unmatchables?
Whatever it's called.
Unmatchables.
No.
I did.
Spinoff show from this basically looked like
first sight, people they couldn't match together.
Yeah.
Are we going to be reviewing that one when the season ends?
That's what I was wondering. How many more episodes are left?
Three?
I've been saying that. Three. I feel like this has been a long season.
I feel like
their seasons are long. Their seasons take forever.
No, that's true.
There's only three episodes left?
I don't know that, but I feel like there's probably three more.
There's three and then probably one more for decision day. Maybe.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it looks like they're trying to get this franchise out. They're going to get you with these unmatchables, then put them in the show the next time, Married at First Sight. But we're going to already be used to them, kind of how The Bachelor does. I see what y'all doing, Married at First Sight producers.
This is the other thing that I wanted to say. Dr. Pepper Schwartz showed up.
She did.
She's been MIA this whole season.
She's been doing
this whole season.
She was like, let me go ahead and talk to these fools.
I mean, I'm sure she's talking to them via telehealth or however via Zoom. That is the one thing I really wish. I understand the show is about these couples, but you can't introduce these experts as being the thing that put them together.
Yeah,
and then not show them more often. It just doesn't feel right.
Yeah, I agree.
Especially when couples are struggling the way that these couples this season have been struggling, there needs to be more interventions.
Yes.
And while they probably are doing a lot of stuff off camera, I do wish that we have seen that.
Yes, agreed.
Yes. I really, Dr. Pepper hasn't even done any of the narratives.
Nah, not a single one.
No, she hasn't.
She is not in Atlanta. She has been on Zoom screen every time.
Right,
the thing about marriage is it'd be crazy, y'all.
Yeah, pan over so I can talk to him.
Okay, I think that's it. Really quickly before we close out, I wanted to say congratulations to That Chick Angel for making 100,000 on YouTube. 100,000
subscribers on YouTube. You work really hard. Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm going to apply for that plaque ASAP. I'll be like, mail it. I want it.
I'm so happy for you. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I think that is it, though.
Yes.
All right, we should start looking into additional shows. So if you're interested in us reviewing other shows, sure, that made sense. Leave it in the comments or we'll do Undateables. Although people have been asking us to do Married at First Sight Australia.
What is that?
I don't know.
I've never watched.
I sound like other people talk. What's the like? Do they be having black people on Australia?
I've actually never watched, but they said the drama on Australia is far worse.
I didn't even know that. Really? Oh, I've never seen that at all.
I did.
The current season?
I watched a clip where the woman, the bride, came down the aisle. The dude had like a piercing or nose piercing. She was like, I need you to take that out.
On the day that they met at the wedding?
When she got to the end of the aisle and saw his face, I need you to take that out. Okay? Take it out, Mike. Take it out now.
Australia over a wilding. Why are they wilding out over there?
That's hysterical. I want to see it now just for that, just to see that scene. That is so
funny. That's hysterical. Let us know. Chad, that's it. I ain't going to prolong and belabor the point. Have a good. Yeah, this ain't that type of party. Thank you guys so much for joining us on today's episode. Until the next time, bye.
Oh, no.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.